You remember any kind of cornbread that people talked about making in front of the fire on a board?
Board?
Yeah. Okay.
I do that for my time.
What about the kind of cornbread they just cook right in the ashes?
I do that for my time. Okay. I wouldn't talk about that. Now this skillet that you were talking about that you're cooking up using the fireplace with them legs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you cook cornbread in that.
Uh-huh.
But it's got a top to it, an iron top. You put on it and you put the fire on top and the bottom.
Oh, that sounds good.
That cornbread comes out nice. Biscuits come out nice.
Yeah. Did he call it anything in particular? Or just call
Just cornbread.
Yeah, that sounds good.
No, that ashes bread, that's way before my time, I believe.
Okay. What do you call a kind of cornbread that's small and it's kind of shaped like a sphere and it has a little bit of onion or green pepper or something in it, and then you cook it in deep fat and eat it with fish or fried seafood?
I don't know. I think that's kind of bread. You don't find it around in this part. I think you find it more around Louisiana somewhere, doesn't you?
I don't know.
I think you find it in some other section. I've heard of it, but I don't think you find it around here.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the kind of cornbread that you boil in cheesecloth with like beans or greens or something and with chicken?
Cornbread?
Yeah.
With chicken. The only thing I think of with cornbread with chicken would be dressing.
Yeah.
If you cook that with chicken, because you make dressing with most anything nowadays.
Yeah.
That'd be about the only cornbread I can think of.
Okay. Is dressing always made out of cornbread? Made with cornmeal,
Well, as far as around here now, they might can make it out of something else, but it wouldn't be called that corn stuffing. Might be called something else.
Okay. There's a kind of cornbread that you cook in a deep dish and then it comes out soft and you dish it out like you dish out mashed potatoes on your plate.
Mush? Okay. Cornmeal mush.
Okay. Is that good?
In the hard days, hard times before, it would come up nice if you didn't have nothing there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't exactly want it, every day.
Not something that you just have.
No, I'm afraid not. Cornmeal okay. Mush. Mush.
Okay.
I remember that way back in, about 1931, 32, somewhere along in that.
Yeah.
But when times were really hard.
Yeah.
And I think my daddy would cook up what they call cornmeal mush, my grandmother.
Yeah.
You get it, you put a little sugar in it, because you had to put something in it to kind of help it down.
Sounds pretty bad.
No, it was to me.
Let's see. Okay, off the cornbread now. What would you call something that's fried in deep fat and it's sweet and it has a hole in it?
Donuts.
Okay. Well, are there different kinds of donuts?
Yeah.
What are some names of different kinds?
Come on, name them. Oh, let me see. You got the plain donut. What do you mean, in flavor or made?
What's made?
Well, you got the donut plain with the hole in the middle. You got donut twist.
Yeah.
I know that's one. Mm-hmm. I don't know the other.
What do you call a long kind that's kind of like a twist, only it's just not twisted? It's long.
I don't know what you call that.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what do you call a kind of donut where you use, donut dough and you just dip it with a spoon without making a hole in it and fry it that way? Do you have a name for that?
I don't know that kind.
Okay. We call the kind that's fried in deep fat and has three little strips across the hole.
Three strips across the hole?
Uh-huh.
You mean donuts?
Yeah.
I don't know that kind either.
Okay. If you go to a donut shop, a lot of times you can get kind of two kinds. And one is more like bread and it kind of pulls apart. And the other's more like cake and it kind of breaks apart. Do you have a name for those two? Let's see. You might say you went to the store to buy a flour?
two sacks of flour.
Okay, or, you know, sacks were...
Two bags of flour.
Okay, and how much of those sacks hold each, or bags hold each?
Oh, hey, you get them from a 2 pound up, on up.
Mm-hmm.
I think you get 2 pounds, you see 5 pounds, 25 pounds, you know, on up like that.
Yeah, okay. And say I was going to buy one sack, you know, the smallest kind. I might say I'm going to buy...
You're going to buy a small sack of flour, a small bag of flour.
Okay, how much would you say I'm going to go get?
2 pounds.
Okay. What do you call that stuff that you use to make bread rise?
Baking powder.
Okay, or if you don't use baking powder, you have to use...
Soda.
Okay, I think they also put this stuff in wine and other
things. Yeast.
Okay.
Used to make light bread.
Yeah, what's light bread exactly?
Huh?
My tape just ran off. Oh.